Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street.
Get back to the Denver Broncos in a bit, but the Denver Nuggets just wrapped up their game, national game on TNT. Beat the Golden State Warriors 114-104, still missing two starters, Michael Porter Jr. with COVID and Gary Harris with personal reasons, and they still get it done. Nikola Jokic with another triple-double and not a small one. 23 points, 14 boards, and 10 assists. Joining us now is our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. And Matt, this is another one where the big man just carried them across the finish line, isn't it?
Just dominant. Second half, six assists. Got his shooting percentage back up. Carried him late. Big buckets. Found Will Barton for the reverse. Just multiple rebounds. They couldn't do anything. The Warriors tried doubling him. That's just not, that's like blitzing Mahomes. You can't do that. They playing him straight up with Draymond. No chance. Like, you just can't do anything against him right now. Like, I made the comparison on Twitter. Jokic right now is Godzilla. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can send him whatever you want against him, and he is just going to level it. Really impressive performance, even though not some sort of huge scoring night, but again, the control of the game, very high, especially in the second half. This Warriors team tends to drift between, hey, you know what, they're pretty good, and, oh boy, this team's not very good. This is one of those nights that kind of landed in the middle. This is a pretty good win for Denver, especially down two guys. What Jokic, I think, brings to the table right now is just huge. He's playing at an MVP level, no doubt.
Yeah, he really is. And the final piece of the puzzle seems to be this season. And you saw a little bit of it in the bubble. He's unselfish and was unselfish almost to a fault. Now it seems like he's got the confidence that they have to stop me. And that seems to be that last step when players start taking a leap and become, like you said, MVP candidates. It's the aggressiveness and the control, I think, that makes a huge difference for Jokic. And that seems to drive virtually everything else the Nuggets do, even when a lot of the other guys have off shooting nights. Jamal Murray 6-for-18, Will Barton 6-for-15. It doesn't really matter because everything is now flowing through Jokic, and he's not just being a big point guard. He's doing just about everything at about the highest level you can in the NBA. It's pretty remarkable to see. I mean, where are the real comparisons? We're talking about a year and a half of this guy playing like this, and this year I think he's taken it even to a new level. Are there any Denver Nuggets you can think of that might have played better over the last, say, 18 months than Nikola Jokic has ever?
Wow. No, I don't think so. I mean, you can probably put some of Melo's scoring streaks up there, but the way that Jokic makes his entire team better, I think, puts him above. David Thompson probably had a stretch in there. There were some great statistical nights from Fat, but I don't think so. I just look. Part of it is, again, the numbers are always what kind of you go like, wow, you know, the triple double. Wow, you know, you had 17, 10, and 12, and 10. But when Jokic is playing like this, like, think about tonight. You mentioned the shooting was a problem, so he's finding guys cutting and getting. This doesn't even count all the times that he makes passes and they lead to free throws. Like. Right. Consistently, he gets the defense out of position with his vision, and if you try and play the pass, he will beat you with his scoring. Now, you mentioned, you know, they've got to deal with me. A lot of this is that he doesn't go into games and be like, all right, I got to get other guys going. He doesn't do that. He just, okay, you're going to double? All right, I'm going to pass. Oh, you're going to play me single coverage? Okay, I'm scoring. Up, oh, you know, we're having a rough, you know, you're playing small and trying to win that way? Okay, I'm going to dominate you on the glass. Like, he has counters on counters on counters. And on top of that, I think tonight, I mean, his defensive season has been really good. His defense has been really good this season. And tonight, I thought the Nuggets defense gave one of its best performances of the season.
Yeah, I would agree. Second start in a row, by the way, for Bol Bol. And the numbers don't jump out at you in 10 minutes, 4 points, a rebound. And obviously he has a lot to learn. But watching him out on the court tonight, I like the trial by fire idea that Michael Malone is doing right now. What are you seeing from a guy that's definitely not really ready for this spot, but throwing him out there and basically saying, figure it out, big fella. How's it working for the rest of the team?
I think it's impressive given that, you know, Malone's obviously trying to win these games. You know, he's playing the starters lots of minutes because he's worried about making sure they don't fall in too much of a hole. But at the same time, a lot of coaches, based off of there's no practice time for Bull to earn minutes. And he wasn't impressive in camp. And he wasn't impressive to start the season. And he's been bad when he's played. But Malone's just basically like, well, look, I'm going to give you the most cover possible. Like, this start part of this is the starting unit's so good, almost anybody can play with them. It's very hard for you not to fit in and for the unit not to be effective when you have Murray and Jokic and Paul Millsap and Barton. As long as you have a combo of Jokic, Murray, and any of the other and two of the other three starters, you're good. And having those guys, I think, gets them a long way. So I think it's a good sign for Malone that he's willing to do that. Part of me also wonders if they're trying to evaluate him for trade purposes, but that's just a cynic in me.
We're talking with our Nuggets Insider, Matt Moore. Another great game for Jamichael Green off the bench. 28 points off the bench, really playing starters minutes, even more than Paul Millsap, finished with 15 points, 9 boards. Again, really good shooting, 3-for-4 from 3, 5-for-10 the whole way. Jamichael Green, to me, has been a really pleasant surprise. And perhaps I underrated his value. The drop-off isn't really all that different from Jeremy Grant in the end, is it?
I think the impact's much different. I think one of the things that you're going to find is, Grant was not really optimized until the playoffs. And really when it came down to it, Grant had two games where he really took guys off the dribble and made them pay. And one in the Clippers series and one in the Lakers series. And other than that, he's mostly just a spot-up weapon to play really good defense. Wasn't a great rebounder, et cetera. Now, Grant's having an amazing season in Detroit. Like, he bet on himself, and that's paying off. And I think the Nuggets knew that he had that in him. That's why they wanted to keep him. But Green, a lot of it is just like, there were plays tonight where he just knows where to be. He was like this in Memphis, and he was like this with the Clippers. He just makes smart basketball plays. And when he's shooting well, that adds a lot. Bear in mind, I asked Memphis's front office when they were debating whether or not to keep him. They decided to just go ahead and decline extending him. And they're like, yeah, we just don't really believe in the shooting. That front office is no longer around, by the way. he can shoot. He can play inside. He's also tough. The Nuggets kind of needed somebody that will just do the dirty work. And Jamichael Green will do the dirty work and hit threes, too. And he just brings a lot to the table. And the units, the numbers with him are popping more and more off the page. When he's on the court, especially next to Jokic, they are really good.
Going to that bench unit, which seems to get better every game, I could make the argument that Monte Morris is the Nuggets' third best player at this stage. And PJ Dozier, especially as he gets more and more time, 6 boards tonight, 10 points. And he seems to be developing as a cutter slasher type option for the Nuggets in a way that maybe is a little bit different than some of the other guys, isn't it?
I like what Dozier's brung a lot. I just think that he brings the athleticism, the slashing ability. He can handle, he can create. A lot for him is it's about rhythm, confidence, and staying and kind of getting himself settled. He gets amped up and makes mistakes, but he's got a lot of tasks. He's been asked to do a lot. He's playing a small forward. He's being asked to guard wings at the premium level, at some of the best wings on the floor. He has to rebound. He's got to be able to play make a little bit. There's a lot of stuff that he's got to bring to the table, and he's doing it. I think Dozier has been really impressive in what he's done. If he can manage to build from there and kind of get an offensive repertoire that he can rely on, that's going to make them even better.
The Nuggets even up their record. Now they have an opportunity to get over 500. They have a game against the Jazz, who are the best team in the division at this point. How do you think they match up based on the way they're playing right now and presuming they don't have Harris or Porter Jr. with them?
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. I think Harris at least is I would maybe expect him back in that game. Look, this is going to be tough. Utah is up and down, though. If the Nuggets have occasionally played up to their opponent this over the season, the Jazz have played down a lot, too. And so it really depends on which version you get. I would say that the Nuggets at this current point maybe aren't prepared for how much firepower the Jazz are packing at this point. Like, I would lean towards Utah being favored, given how the two teams have played. But this is turning into a pretty intense rivalry. And if any game is going to get Jamal Murray up and maybe break him out of this kind of miniature slump he's been in to start the season, it's going to be that one. It should be a really fun one.
He is Matt Moore. Follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball. Check out everything he's doing at the Action Network. Thanks for the time. This was a fun win because it looked like there were moments that the Nuggets could let it slip away. Jokic simply would not let it happen, and that's a good sign for this Nuggets team that needs to have those kind of wins, and maybe there's a big one coming this week. Looking forward to checking in with you later.
Talk soon, Sean. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Matt Moore, brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. And a really impressive game. You could hear us really talking about it with Jokic, but what you saw in that performance was impressive because as the game got late in that fourth quarter and the Nuggets have had to play big minutes, you kind of feel it has a chance to slip away. Steph Curry's starting to get hot. He's racking up a lot of points. He's over 30. And you think there's a possibility it could slip. Jokic simply just dominated that game. He basically downshifted into a lower gear and dragged the Nuggets across the finish line. And that kind of performance, just as Matt said, that is MVP caliber play. And he's been doing it for most of this season, 5 triple doubles in 12 games. And it could easily even be more than that. Probably the most dynamic big man in the entire game. So great performance by the Nuggets. We'll see what happens when they take on the Jazz next. That's a big one. We'll take a look at the Denver Broncos. George Payton had an opportunity to speak today about his thoughts about his new team. We'll hear from him next.